Wonderful. Thank you very much. I think we got to have a new phrase. We are energy realist, and the other ones are energy optimist, the false kind of optimism, and we're pessimists on their kind of energy. But our next speaker is going to be Dr. Alan Carlin, and he worked with more than 38 years as a senior analyst and manager at the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. I think we've heard of them. And has written about 35 professional papers in economics and physical sciences, including more than 10 on energy or climate change. And the rest, like I said, the bio is very interesting. I encourage you to read it. But without further ado, Dr. Carlin.
Thank you.
I'd like to thank the Heartland Institute for inviting me. I fear that there will be some overlap between a number of the presentations that have been made, but the message, I believe, is so important that it's well worthwhile. Now, what I haven't figured out is how I change slides.
Oh, just hit the arrow button on the bottom.
Page down. Okay. What EPA and the administration are trying to do, I would characterize as extreme in environmentalism. If an environmental organization has expressed an interest in doing something, they're trying to do it. Unfortunately, they've ended up trying to use the Environmental Protection Agency as their main tool. Heaven knows they have other tools, but this is the one that I think most needs to be worried about. The administration, perhaps through hearing what the environmental organizations have to say, knows the right answer. And the only thing holding them back that I can see is that they have to get reelected. Okay, I'm going to center on just one of these environmental regulations that you've been hearing about, but I must emphasize that it's just one. This is the one which attempts, which has just been talked about, to talk about what power plants need to do to reduce their CO2 emissions. There are a number of other regulations which will have much the same effect if they should become fully effective. I've listed three here, but there are more. This particular power plant regulation is unusually unusual. It states that it has no economic benefits. It pretends that different fuel sources represent a control option, something I've never heard of. It portrays coal boilers and natural gas turbines as a new pollution control category, but only for CO2 emissions. It doesn't apply to all the rest, SO2, et cetera. And it exempts modified coal-fired plants from regulation as new sources, which I think is actually contrary to the law, but details. So my first question is, if there are no economic benefits, why are we doing it? My own viewpoint, which is only my view, is that EPA wants to create a framework for future regulation without getting anyone too upset before this fall. But they want a platform to go forward rapidly thereafter. There are obviously many more things they can do. They can regulate changes to existing coal plants. They can go after coal plants which don't do anything, and they can go after gas-fired plants. There's another odd fact about this regulation. The original draft regulation, as it came from EPA, included some existing coal power plants. This was sent to OMB in November. And somehow, between then and the public release, this feature got removed, as per the source cited here. Now EPA insists that they have no such plans. So my question is, what's going on? What gives? And this, I think, is the answer. You may recall this photograph at a international meeting where Mr. Obama was trying to help the Russians to understand that he'd be much more helpful afterwards, but he couldn't do it right now. I think this is part of a more general pattern of things going on. There are a number of the more controversial EPA regs that are obviously being held back. They're in a pretty final state, but somehow the implementation deadlines have been put off, or they're still in draft or whatever. Could it be that Mr. Obama doesn't want the people who are going to go to the polls in November to realize that EPA has been, to all intents and purposes, taken over by the green organizations? But I think it is only too clear what's going to happen if Mr. Obama should be reelected. And even if he's not reelected, I hesitate to think what's going to happen between the date of the election and the date he goes out of office. My suspicion, no information, is that he will try to implement as many of these regulations as he possibly can. A hint of where things are headed was his energy strategy website, which for a short time seems to list everything but coal, in spite of the fact that he had publicized his view that he was in favor of all of the above. They changed this pretty rapidly when this was pointed out to them, but I don't think this was a slip. Mr. Obama has stated what some of his priorities would be during a second term. One of them is to remake the the nation's energy policy so it addresses the long-term challenges of energy independence and climate change. I don't see how this can be more clear what they plan to do. And I have a partial answer to, I think, Myron's question of what has to be done. I believe that what I've outlined here needs to be brought to the attention of the people who will vote. As best I know, this has not happened. I read blogs and newspapers fairly widely, and I haven't seen much with regard to that. Does the public want this tidal wave of regulations, or does it not? They need to understand what is going on. I hastily point out that doing away with coal plants may not save the world after all, but you're all familiar with that. It might reduce CO2 emissions very slightly, depending on what takes their place. But I'm prepared to argue that from both environmental and economic viewpoints, we need more CO2 emissions, not less. But I will postpone that discussion for another day. So, overview. In 2009, the Obama administration's emphasis was trying to pass the cap and tax bill. They claimed at that time that the endangerment finding, which they started on immediately, was a fallback. By late 2009 or early 2010, they realized cap and tax was dead, and they instead turned their attention to doing something that no administration has ever done before, to my knowledge, which is to use EPA to do things that they can't get through Congress. I believe there will be a stage three, whether or not Mr. Obama is reelected, in which they will attempt to implement as much of this regulatory agenda as they possibly can. If Mr. Obama wins, they'll have 4 years to do it. If he loses, they'll have 2 months. My point, the period of maximum danger starts in November. And I am hopeful that the American public will understand this. You can get more of my particular point of view on my website. I've also published an article in a peer-reviewed journal that includes a good bit of what was in my original comments while I was at EPA on the proposed endangerment finding. Thank you.